This post explains how to deliver slow-paced contraction training, either alone or in conjunction with slow-paced breathing, using the innovative Optimal HRV application. An Optimal HRV morning reading display is shown below. You'll learn how to use the Optimal HRV application to find your client's resonance frequency. This post examines the benefits of slow-paced contraction compared to slow-paced breathing, as well as the advantages of combining them. It demonstrates HRV training using standalone slow-paced contraction and synchronized slow-paced contraction with slow-paced breathing, and provides practical guidance for implementing these techniques in clinical practice. Finally, it provides step-by-step instructions for assessing resonance frequency, training protocols, progress tracking, and integrating home practice. Finding the resonance frequency. Slow-paced contraction, SPC, provides an alternative and proven method for determining the resonance frequency in one or two sessions. The resonance frequency, is the stimulation rate, breathing, muscle contraction, or synchronized muscle contraction and breathing that produces the greatest low frequency, LF, power, and RMSSD values. You can use the Optimal HRV application to calculate your resonance frequency for SPC or SPC plus SBB. Your clients should sit with their legs supported. They will contract their wrists, core, and crossed ankles for SPC with their feet supported. They will only contract their wrists and crossed ankles in the combined condition because core contraction would prevent the diaphragm from descending. Resonance frequency assessment. You can select resonance frequency assessment at the bottom of the Optimal HRV menu. Repurpose the Optimal HRV application for SPC resonance frequency assessment. Their 14-minute resonance frequency procedure guides clients through 2-minute trials from 7.0 to 3.5 BPM in 0.5 BPM steps. The exhalations are longer than the inhalations. If a person feels uncomfortable with very slow breathing, they can stop at 4 BPM. This, however, is not an issue with slow-paced muscle contractions, so clients can perform the assessment from rates of 7.0 to 3.5 CPM. The exhalations are longer than the inhalations. Start 1.5S before and end 1.5S after each cycle's peak. For SPC training, your clients may contract their wrists, core, and ankles. For combined SPC and SBB breathing training, they should only contract their wrists and ankles as they simultaneously breathe at the same rate. Although both methods should yield the same resonance frequency, use the same stimulation method for assessment and training to ensure consistency. The Optimal HRV application calculates the resonance frequency based on LF power and min-max, HR-max, HR-min. Although this application reports the RMSSD, it does not use it in calculating the resonance frequency. Baseline. After choosing a contraction rate, select new reading to calculate a pre-baseline. During the pre-baseline, instruct your client to sit quietly without SPC or SBB. Use the pre-baseline as a benchmark for HRV gains achieved during training trials. You can also record a post-baseline after training to assess pre- to post-baseline HRV changes. Slow-paced contraction training protocols. SPC and SPC with synchronized SBB are two training options. SPC versus SBB. SPC enjoys 5 advantages over SBB. First, clients can perform SPC correctly with minimal instruction. They don't have to overcome a lifetime of dysfunctional breathing habits. Second, SPC is more comfortable for chronic pain patients who often breathe faster than 20 breaths per minute. Third, clinicians can more easily confirm compliance visually. Fourth, SPC is safer for clients whose rapid breathing compensates for an abnormal acid-base balance. SBB might endanger clients diagnosed with kidney disease. Fifth, many clients will find SPC at 2 contractions per minute, CPM, easier to perform than SBB at 2 breaths per minute to stimulate the vasomotor tone bearer reflex. SPC plus SBB versus SPC. Schaefer and colleagues, 2023, found that SPC plus SBB yielded greater min than wrist-ankle SPC alone. The combined procedure did not produce greater RMSSD, SDNN, or low-frequency power. Slow-paced contraction. In SPC training, instruct your client to breathe normally. SPC doesn't use paced breathing. They should contract their wrists, core, and ankles to maximize HRV increases. Encourage effortlessness. Borrowing from Dr. Eric Pepper, encourage effortless contraction to ensure a smooth rhythm and minimize fatigue. Your clients should use about 25% of maximum effort. They should feel as if their wrists and ankles are contracting themselves. Following the pre-baseline, go to the biofeedback menu option at the bottom of the screen. Select biofeedback training from the menu at the top. Select the 6.0 BPM option or your client's resonance frequency. Set the timer for 3 minutes and enable track HRV. Select start training. When you have finished a 3-minute trial, optimal HRV will calculate LF power, the RMSSD, min-max, and the SDNN. Coach and start a new trial. After 6 HRV training trials, repeat the 3 minutes resting baseline. Slow-paced contraction and slow-paced breathing. In SPC plus SBB training, instruct your client to synchronize muscle contraction and breathing using the pacing display. They should contract their wrists and ankles while gently inhaling through their nostrils 1.5s before each cycle's peak. They should relax their wrists and ankles while gently exhaling through pursed lips 1.5s after each cycle's peak. The pursed lips provide greater respiratory feedback and control over exhalation. Synchronizing contraction and breathing maximizes the combined effects of these oscillators. Your clients will achieve the greatest HRV increases when wrist-ankle contraction and inhalation are simultaneous. This is analogous to a choir producing its loudest sound when all its singers start and end together. Encourage effortlessness. Encourage effortless contraction and breathing to ensure a smooth rhythm, minimize fatigue, and prevent vagal withdrawal. Rather than forcing contractions through conscious effort, clients learn to allow their body to contract and breathe with minimal exertion, using approximately 25% of their maximum strength. This gentle approach creates the smooth, rhythmic oscillations necessary for optimal HRV enhancement while preventing the fatigue and tension that can disrupt autonomic balance. Your clients should use about 25% of maximum effort. They should feel as if their wrists and ankles are contracting themselves and that their body is breathing itself. Following the pre-baseline, go to the biofeedback menu option at the bottom of the screen. Select biofeedback training from the menu at the top. Select the 6.0 BPM option or your client's resonance frequency. Set the timer for 3 minutes and enable track HRV. Select start training. When you have finished a 3-minute trial, optimal HRV will calculate LF power, the RMSSD, min-max, and the SDNN. Session overview. Understanding session structure and metrics helps both practitioners and clients track progress effectively. Each training session follows a predictable pattern: pre-baseline assessment, multiple training trials with real-time feedback, and post-baseline measurement. The optimal HRV application automatically calculates key metrics, including low-frequency power, RMSSD, and SDNN, providing objective markers of autonomic function that guide protocol adjustments and demonstrate improvement over time. Progress and difficulty indicators. Monitoring client progress requires attention to both quantitative metrics and qualitative observations. The application's built-in tracking features display session-by-session changes in HRV parameters, while practitioners assess subjective indicators like perceived effort, rhythm consistency, and fatigue levels. These combined measures help determine when to advance training difficulty, adjust contraction rates, or modify session duration to maintain the optimal level of challenge for continued improvement. Progressive home practice schedule. Successful HRV training extends beyond the clinical setting through structured home practice that builds gradually over weeks. Beginning with brief 5-minute sessions, clients progressively increase duration and frequency as their capacity develops. This systematic approach ensures sustainable skill development while preventing overwhelm, allowing the nervous system to adapt gradually to enhanced autonomic regulation. Integrate mindfulness into home practice. Combining mindfulness techniques with HRV training amplifies therapeutic benefits by enhancing present moment awareness and reducing cognitive interference. Clients learn to observe their internal sensations during contractions, notice the quality of their breathing, and maintain gentle attention on the rhythm of practice. This mindful approach transforms mechanical exercises into opportunities for deeper self-regulation, supporting the transfer of HRV skills to emotionally challenging situations. Key takeaways. 1. SBC offers a simpler alternative. Clients can perform slow-paced contractions correctly with minimal instruction, avoiding the challenges of overcoming dysfunctional breathing patterns. 2. The resonance frequency principle remains constant. Whether using breathing or muscle contractions, the goal is finding the stimulation rate that produces the greatest low-frequency power and RMSD values. 3. Effortlessness is essential. Using only 25% of maximum effort ensures smooth rhythm, minimizes fatigue, and prevents vagal withdrawal during training. 4. Combined protocols maximize benefits. Synchronizing muscle contractions with breathing, SBC plus SBB, yields greater improvements in HRV than either method alone. 5. Progressive home practice ensures transfer. Starting with brief twice-daily sessions and gradually increasing duration helps clients integrate HRV skills into daily life.